and that's next to me. And it's a long, I've got 5 acres in my place. So you can see we we went crowded together. And then Methodist Church right across where the home was on the square across from the courthouse. And the next to his house was his garden and orchard. So he had all that side of the square.
Yeah, really, uh-huh. Yeah.
And it still is. There's still no stools on that one side. The church here uses part of it for its parking, its people to park. So, three sides of our square did have stores and still do have stores. Of course, many of them have had to be removed and brick ones built, but at that way back yonder, they just wouldn't. Shacks sold them for stores.
Well, what kind of stores? What?
Well, they had to have everything. Hardware. Of course, later now, after I got grown, we had special hardware stores, but I'm talking about way back there, when I first went there. They had to have most everything. Back of them, they'd have some hardware, you want something that you need repaired, some hammers and nails, they'd have those.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd have your clothing in the front, and some of them would have some sort of furniture, a little nook with some furniture in it, that you needed some bad. And you could buy anything anybody's supposed to need there, and then the grocery part, one store would have it all.
Uh-huh. Was it a really big store? Did it have?
Well, it got to where they would have two spaces in front, you know, two spaces. Some of them were big enough to have a double store, you might call it. And you could go in either door, but they later were open together in the back of it. Uh-huh. But I don't think we had any two-story stores. Over one of our stores, we had a building that's a Masonic Hall, and we young folks had parties there sometimes, frolics there, in the Masonic Hall. That one had two stores, but I don't know of any town house in that town now that sells anything upstairs.
Hmm.
It's all on one floor. I don't know of any store there.
Well, what kind of people
now,
worked in the courthouse?
Now, another store I had upstairs where the lawyers had offices.
Uh-huh.
And all. And used to be maybe a doctor. We have special doctor houses now, but used to be maybe a doctor had an office there, and lawyers and different people over some of the stores had offices.
Uh-huh.
But as for being a two-story selling place, I don't think. No. They're all on one floor. Sometimes they had two rooms on that bottom floor, bottom to the street, there next to the street. But as for an upstairs, we didn't have many upstairs. I know some dentists that I go to were upstairs. We went upstairs over the post office to the dentist. Then the lawyers on the corner there, up over that one, there were some offices for lawyers. And I don't know what else, but there was a lot.
Did the lawyers have helpers, people to
yes, heap of them had clerks that helped them type forms, something like that. But they didn't need much help back then, the most managing thing himself.
Mm-hmm.
I know my dad, who had most of the business in our county, he never had any stenographers and any help. He managed it all himself. So they went back there. They didn't need help.
Mm-hmm.
They had it all themselves. And Cordwick, of course, was a great time in every little town. When important cases were tried, and then, of course, the judge would come into the hotel, and lawyers from the other towns and Atlanta who had cases would come and spend a week or part of it till they got their cases over.
Mm-hmm.
So the hotel then was full of jollity. They had a good time, watermelon cuttings. They'd be invited out, somebody asked them to come when court closed and cut watermelons their house. Then some of the nice ladies would have them out to dinner. And it was a jolly time there.